This is Matt Wells with UN News. 7 out of 10 people in some countries are still unaware that smoking causes fatal diseases, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Thursday. Marking World No Tobacco Day 2018, the UN health agency is alerting smokers around the world to the fact that their addictive habit still causes more than 3 million deaths each year. Dr. Kirsten Schott, a WHO medical officer from the Department of Prevention of Non-Communicable Diseases, said that help is available to help tobacco users quit. She's been speaking to Michelle Kasuma, who asked her how this year's campaign can make tobacco control more effective.
The theme this year is Tobacco Breaks Hearts, Choose Health, Not Tobacco. And this is so important because while many people know that tobacco can cause cancer, many people are shockingly not aware that tobacco can also cause cardiovascular diseases. In China, if you ask the general population, 73% of the population are not aware that tobacco can cause stroke. And in Indonesia, for example, it's more of the half of the population, 55%. So there's really a major gap in some countries. Tobacco use and secondhand smoke exposure contribute to about 17% of all cardiovascular deaths. So 3 million people each year die of cardiovascular disease because of tobacco use or exposure to secondhand smoke.
What can we do to close the gap in awareness about the risks in cardiovascular disease on tobacco use?
We hope, first of all, that this campaign will help close the gap. As I said, we really want to target the general population. We have created also a visual campaign with a diseased heart that is smoking from the inside. And we know that some countries have adapted this campaign. In Thailand, for example, in Bangkok, there are huge posters on the side of the streets where the people are exposed to this image. And we hope we can reach a lot of people with this campaign and close the gap. Other things that we suggest is that general practitioners and cardiologists talk to their patients, that they systematically ask all of their patients about their tobacco use status. And if their patients use tobacco, we suggest that all practitioners and all healthcare providers offer help to quit tobacco. This is difficult. We know that nicotine, which is contained in tobacco, is a very addictive substance. But there are things available that can help tobacco users to quit.
In relation to reducing the actual number of cardiovascular deaths from tobacco, is there a proven effective strategy or tools or mechanism that are proven to be very effective?
Yes, absolutely. So we know one thing is, of course, quitting tobacco use. We know there are many, many benefits to the individual. For example, already within 20 minutes, if the smoker stops smoking, the heart rate and the blood pressure goes down. Within 12 hours, the carbon monoxide levels drop. Quitting after 1 year of smoking, the risk of coronary heart disease is only about half of that of a smoker that continues to smoke. We also know that some of the policies that we suggest have very tangible effects. For example, smoke-free policies. We know that if a city adopts a complete smoke-free public place, the rates of people that have to be admitted to the emergency room for cardiac arrest drop. Tobacco kills half of its users. So from a marketing perspective, it's kind of logical that the tobacco industry has to recruit new users all the time because their clients die of their product. So what they do, of course, they know that most users start when they're in their teenage years. So this is where they attract young people with their marketing campaigns. So what we suggest is to countries to adopt complete bans of tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship. And this is what we sometimes call the mute button for the tobacco industry, so that they can no longer target young people with their marketing campaigns. Another very, very effective policy measure is making tobacco products less affordable. And this is very effective, especially in young people. And this has been shown all over the world in all income settings. If the price of tobacco products raises, less people will use it and less young people will start. 7 million people each year die from tobacco use. So it's very important.
What is your message for state members and stakeholders for the World No Tobacco Day?
Implement tobacco control measures at the highest level possible, and tobacco use will drop This has been shown in many countries and in many income settings, and it works, and it will help the population.